Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners. Great to be with you once again this fine Sunday morning. And Ed, you know, it's just been another fantastic week. We are so much busier than we have a right to be, and we don't know what to do with all the business coming our way. So everybody, people are out. People are out and about. People are seeing their doctors. Don't hesitate to go see your providers for your care, and CHI has providers all over town. So you're looking at North Georgia and Chattanooga area. So give a call if you have an issue. If you think it's COVID, call first, and we will triage your call and tell you what to do. So it's just literally not that big a deal when it comes to what we do as doctors, and it's very straightforward, and we have a system for you. So don't despair. Give a call, and if you're just having a regular health visit, we're ready for you. And there is still telemedicine, which we've had to develop into our system. And I would say all of CHI now is adept at that. Some are doing primarily telemedicine. Most of us are doing more of a mix, maybe 75-25, 80-20, something like that. And frankly, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, still working with other wonderful people that are also not having any trouble with business, such as Benchmark Physical Therapy in Fort Oglethorpe and LHC Group, Louisiana Healthcare, with Home Care Solutions, Home Health in Ringgold and Dalton, and Heartlight Hospice in Dalton as well. And frankly, you know, I turn on the news every day, Ed, and I'm still seeing the doom and gloom, and it's going to be so long until we can get back on our feet. And then when I talk to all of the business leaders that I know and business owners in the community, it's much brighter for them, and they have higher hopes, and they want more independence and freedom in what they do. And you know how they run their business, and frankly, I would give my support there. But I'll be interested to hear your views on that. And you turn on the news and see that people want to perhaps restrict people even more down the road. So who knows what's going to happen? Time will tell. Thankfully, the good Lord is in control of that. I want to give a shout out. I can't name the name of the person, but I have a really good friend, and if you're listening, he will know who he is. And he's a veteran and one of those really silent heroes to me, because I know where he's been, at least some of where he's been and what he's done. And he just called me, well, this morning, and was telling me what he's done for a friend of his that he looks up to, that is one of his heroes, who is a veteran and also a state patrolman in Georgia. And there's a place called Trinity Oaks, which I was unaware of, Ed, but people can nominate a veteran, and then they will go and serve that veteran, put that veteran on their ranch, give them, you know, whether they want hunting, camping, fishing. You know, I don't know everything they do because I only heard about it this morning. But he's done this for his friend because he simply loves and admires his brother in arms. What a wonderful thing that one veteran is doing for another. And, you know, I'm being the son of a veteran, I'm so thankful to our veterans for all of their sacrifices for us, for keeping us safe and doing things that we don't even know about. And you know, I am eternally grateful. So again, fantastic week. I can't wait to hear what's going on in your life, Ed, and if you've done anything exciting and new.
Thank you, my friend. And I do want to make a comment a little bit about that. I don't know your friend, but I have an ultimate respect for veterans of all levels and areas. And the other day, I was a gentleman asked me, he said, were you in the Marines? And I said, no, I wasn't, but I was a Chattanooga police officer. And I think we should always include the bravery of that conversation with police officers today, yesterday, and tomorrow. They are the front line that is keeping anarchy from our front doors of our houses. They do and are heroes practically every day of some sort. And so thank you for all veterans, but also thank you for all police officers.
Agreed.
And thank you very much for that. I do want to say that it has been another super busy week for us. I loved your comment about the fact that you're busier than ever. And one of my comments why that is my manager, Scott, the other day was telling me about getting his hair cut at a place. And I'm not going to mention the name of the national company, but he said that the person in that company said they have lost 50% of their business. Mm. Why is that? It's because they have the cocky, arrogant attitude like a Nazi enforcing the mask rule. You know, you can enforce something many different ways. You can enforce it with a tactful kindness, or you can enforce it with an ugly attitude. And so often, and we're getting better at this. I see a lot of signs that used to be, you know, very harsh with exclamation points and orderings to do things, and now they're actually softening those signs. Mm-hmm. But companies like this are losing their business. Guess what? The people who are more wise in business are gathering their business. I said this months ago that businesses have an opportunity they've never had before to sharpen their sword. That means do the best job you can right now, because others are losing their business because they are so full of fear and just following guidelines that they have put the customer about 10th on the list. Here's my chance, people, to gather those customers that these people run off. We are busier than we've ever been, and great news for us, my whole crew of 26 employees, we found out just on the other day that we did win Best of the Best for another year, three categories, and I'm not going to go on too much about it, but I am extremely, extremely proud of everyone at Nutrition World, the best nutrition center, the best wellness center, the best weight loss center. And it's just a blessing to me that I have a team that can put out the effort with heart and compassion and knowledge that we now have a really sharp sword. So it is paying off. So thank you to the public. It's not just my team. It's all of you who are listening, who are supporting us, because we are doing the right thing, as Dr. Green is with his complete organization also. And doing the right thing is paramount to a successful business.
And I will say, I don't know if we can talk about it yet, so I won't give any details, but, you know, CHI and all of our providers typically do well in the Best of the Best, and we also are extremely grateful because you're right. It is our listeners, our customers, our patients that are doing the voting and taking the time to do that, mm-hmm. which, frankly, I often forget to even look for that kind of thing. So that humbles me that somebody would take the time, get a paper, get online and do that. And I've done that for friends of mine and voted for you. And, you know, but it's something you have to stop your day and do. And that's humbling to me that somebody would do that for any of us. And I'm so very thankful, too. And, you know, Ed, I was looking, I think it was yesterday morning, and we're talking about businesses and fear. And I'm still glad that we can spread common sense and prudence and a lack of fear while you're still being careful. I mean, it's possible to do that. I know you and I do that, and I talk to all of my patients, and frankly, we're doing fantastically. But yet, they were speaking with an unnamed mayor who was talking about, oh goodness, over 6 months in the future, and he was saying somebody, the reporter was actually being positive, saying, I think you'll be able to do such and such. Mm-hmm. Oh, he said, I just don't think so. I think it's going to get worse, and we're not going to be able to, and we just can't. And, you know, that attitude, it's not totally that mayor's fault. And that was not a local mayor, by the way. You know, it's because every time you turn on the TV, it is doom and gloom and apocalypse. And we do need a ray of sunshine out there and a bit of hope in the middle of hard times. This is not the first time that the world or the country has been through a pandemic of some type. And we've talked about that before on the show. So, you know, medically, we can learn best practices for how to deal with this and then keep moving on. There was the old World War II slogan in England, if you remember this, keep calm and carry on. They never got to post that. That was one of the posters that the British were going to put up after the Nazis had invaded the UK. And, you know, it was hidden in a bookstore in a basement, came out later, and people made T-shirts out of it. But, you know, that's one of the things we can actually take from that. Keep calm, carry on. This is going to be okay.
I love that. What a great little slogan. And you know, we talk about the culture of fear and also the culture of calm. And I want to say good news, because this morning it did was reported by the Hamilton County, or yesterday, that there are only 650 active cases in Hamilton County, with 18 Hamilton County residents hospitalized and only 11 in ICU.
Yes, and we get updates, and it was improving. That's correct.
Yes. And lastly, you know, the governor of Florida has now gone to phase 3. That means no more restrictions on restaurants, bars, pubs, nightclubs, and they can operate at full capacity with limited social distancing protocols. So, you know, there are not everyone is falling into the fear model, and we're
no, and some will be political, which side of the fence they fall on, left or right.
Right. So, well, it's time to already take a break, my friend. When we come back, we are going to be discussing with Dr. Walter Rose, a procedure called NICE, which is going to focus on colon surgery. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we've got a very most interesting guest, a Dr. Walter Rose, who's general surgeon, CHI Memorial Surgical Associates. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Rose.
Thanks a lot. Happy to be with you this morning.
Yeah, thank you for taking your time out. I know Dr. Green has spoke very highly of you as a tremendously skilled surgeon, has a lot of confidence in you, and I love having these connections and helping the public to also kind of put a voice to a name. And I know that today we're talking about colon surgery and a procedure called NICE, NICE. Can you tell listeners what that is involving?
Right. NICE, N-I-C-E, is a four-letter acronym for a specific technique that has been developed just in the last several years that a robotic laparoscopic surgeon would use during minimally invasive colorectal surgery. And it's a bit of a mouthful, so stay with me on this. It stands for natural orifice, intracorporeal anastomosis with extraction.
Wow.
I can go through each of those principles with you, because even those of us in the medical field sometimes aren't as familiar with this principle as we probably should be.
Well, before you get into the details, what type of patient would this be appropriate for, so people listening would be like more identifying with maybe their own physical problems?
Right, yes. So this is strictly related to colorectal surgery, which is obviously the large intestine, and it's most applicable for people who have problems with their sigmoid colon, their descending colon, and the rectal area. So this is the lower part of the colon, which is at the end of the alimentary tract.
Mm-hmm. So are we talking about people also with colitis and Crohn's fit into that category?
They certainly would. Mm-hmm. It's most commonly employed with people who have diverticular disease, which is an inflammatory and infectious process, predominantly the sigmoid colon, but also individuals that may have benign or malignant masses or tumors of that part of the intestine.
So
certainly the colitis and the Crohn's, the inflammatory diseases of the colon, other than infectious, would also be candidates, although that makes up a lesser percent of the type people we're seeing.
So would it be more for colorectal cancer?
Colorectal cancer, yes. But again, since diverticular disease is so common, I would say that's going to be, Chris, that's going to be the most common type person we see in the underlying condition.
And so what makes this procedure such an advantage over the old school stuff?
Okay, so if I might back up just a second and give our listeners a little bit of perspective as to minimally invasive colon surgery versus, as you said, old school open colon surgery. I think we all understand for the last 30 years, minimally invasive surgery, which employs smaller incisions. Listeners may be aware it's called laparoscopy, is a huge advantage to the individual. What the surgeon is doing is duplicating the traditional old school open procedure through a series of smaller incisions about the size of your finger. So that is the background on which we need to start with the technique we're talking about today. This technique is used during minimally invasive surgery, whereas the larger incisions, which can be 8, 10, 12 inches long, obviously don't utilize this technique. So with that background, what a dilemma has arisen a little bit with colorectal surgery when you're doing it minimally invasive and laparoscopic and specifically robotic is you can do a lot of interesting, complicated, complex maneuvers in the patient's abdominal cavity or pelvis with our instrumentation and camera systems. However, sometimes the surgeon's faced with the dilemma of what to do with the tissue once he's worked on it, the tissue inside. So if you're talking about, for example, gallbladder surgery or appendix surgery, even removing an ovary, the tissue removing is relatively small and can be retrieved through these smaller incisions. However, when you move to parts of the intestine, which is a long tubular pipe-like structure that may be diseased, inflamed, or have a malignant process, once you've dealt with it inside this closed cavity, how do you get it out? This is a real basic concept that I think most people can understand. So that's where this new technique comes in.
So the new technique is very efficient at getting the tissue out. That's what you're saying. And plus, obviously, is offering far less trauma to the physical body of the patient.
That's exactly right. So I tell my patients a robotic surgeon is like a guy building a ship inside a bottle. You work through small openings, you can do some very complicated things. And that's all well and good. But when it comes time to remove tissue, if you indeed have to enlarge an incision or make a bigger incision, you obviously lose some of the benefits of these small incisions in terms of the patient's recovery and pain and hospitalization. So with that background, if I might, this technique, I think a lot of people understand what a hysterectomy is and a vaginal hysterectomy, where the gynecologic surgeon has removed the uterus from inside, and then they actually deliver it, if I may use that word, deliver it through the natural opening, which in this case is the birth canal or the vagina. And they can still maintain small incisions and no large cuts on the patient's abdominal wall. So colorectal surgeons, robotic colon surgeons, and general surgeons have realized that there is indeed a natural orifice that God gave us called the anus and the rectum. This may be somewhat distasteful and graphic to some of your listeners, but that's the world I actually live in. So what the surgeon is able to do is remove the tissue inside and then actually deliver it through the natural opening or the rectum, just like one would get rid of their natural waste products for a bowel movement.
That is so interesting. You have what a great way of explaining it also. And it makes total sense. And I just have the greatest respect for surgeons as yourself, watching people for 42 years in my business come and tell me all of their health stories. I hear all the ones, even including surgery. I'm very fascinated by this. And, you know, what a big advantage to patients. Is this something that only you are doing in Chattanooga, or are there other surgeons doing this?
To my knowledge, I'm the only one that's been active in this area. There may be some other surgeons that are adopting it also. It's a relatively new technique across the country. It's somewhat intuitive, and it's curious to me that we hadn't hit upon this sooner. But I would say it's in its early development. It's certainly achievable. It's just a matter of repetition and doing it efficiently and conveniently. So I truly believe in the next 3 to 5 years, this is going to be what we'd consider the state of the art for colorectal surgery. Now, I think it's important to understand not every person undergoing an operation on their intestines, small or large intestines, is a candidate for this. However, this is a common enough procedure in Chattanooga and across the United States that it certainly is applicable to a large number of individuals. And I think it will be well received in the next 3 to 5 years as more surgeons adopt this concept and technique.
And Dr. Rose, you know, like you were saying, like so many problems, once you see the answer, it looks so simple. But it, you know, and it really is a simple answer, but how amazing that y'all are doing that now. But now I'm thinking, well, how exactly do you do that? So for me, I'm curious, do you use endoscopy to help you deliver these products rectally? How do you do that?
Yes, you can use endoscopy, but even somewhat simpler than that, Chris, the surgical assistant can literally reach in from below through the natural opening, and under direct guidance from the operating surgeon with the robotic platform, can grasp the tissue and deliver it through the natural orifice, thus the knife.
And I'm assuming now, there's faster healing time with this as well.
Absolutely. With one other aspect of the knife is that we are actually putting the tissue back together, making the joint, if you will, like a plumber would make a joint, through different methods that we don't need to get into, but we're actually putting the tissue back together inside also because we want the pipe to still work. So that's the other aspect of it. But in terms of the recovery, I've been a surgeon for 35 years plus, and I can tell you, even I was surprised to see the enhanced recovery of my patients with this technique. One would not think it was that big a deal. It's just one step in a complicated robotic operation. But when I would, when I've done these procedures and walk into the patient's room the day after surgery, they're asking me why they can't go home that day or if they could go home that day. You have to compare and contrast that to traditional open old school surgery where the patient's going home in 5 to 7 days.
And I have
so
to.
Even I was somewhat astonished, quite frankly, about the lack of pain and the increased mobility.
I just have to ask about the risk of any rectal trauma. Is that a big risk?
Right, and that is one of the technical aspects about the procedure. Again, we know during delivery of a child, there could be birth canal trauma. And so using this analogy, we have to be very thoughtful about the types of tissue we retrieve. So just for one simple example, large, bulky tissue that's absolutely larger than the canal you're delivering it is going to be extremely difficult to deliver. And again, it may sound somewhat distasteful, but sometimes we can actually divide the tissue while it's still inside the patient's abdomen and actually put it inside a bag, a Ziploc type bag, believe it or not, and deliver it that way. So we can deliver it piecemeal in certain instances, Chris.
Interesting.
Wow, that is so fascinating. And you know, that is why I love doing this show. Chris and I have been doing it for 2.5 years, And, you know, I'm a real geek about cell phones. Well, I want the latest and greatest because I can see what the latest and greatest is on cell phones. The public has no idea how to access or learn about these things because they're only getting the traditional verbiage from whoever they're speaking to. So, Dr. Rose, thank you so much. Tell listeners if they want to pursue or learn more about this or get in contact with you, what can they do and how should they proceed?
Well, as you said at the first of the show, I'm a surgeon with CHI Memorial Surgical Associates. Our main office is downtown on Glenwood at the main hospital, Memorial Hospital. The phone number would be 423-698-8692. And, of course, Memorial has their website that you can access, CHI Memorial, where all our office is listed there and biographies of the surgeons that I work with are on that site also.
Well, that's lovely, Dr. Rose. Thank you so much. Please come by Nutrition World one day when you're out in the area. I would love to meet you. And all the best to you. And it is time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about, of course, some about COVID and some of the other issues and nutrition and health. So we've got that, plus more to come for Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I know earlier on you asked, you know, what's my week been like? I will have to say that Tuesday night, this has been one challenging year for all of us. But as far as my two hobbies, my number one hobby is aviation, flying a small plane. And I did go out Tuesday evening after work on a whim. It was a beautiful night, and I went and flew for an hour and a half all by myself and just went up to Cleveland and went flying around and did practice. I don't just fly to just look out the window. I go out and actually practice so I can hopefully get better and stay tuned up. Flying is something you can get rusty on very quickly, and I say quickly, I mean 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, I'm feeling rusty.
Well, non-medical question, but I remember this past week at some point there was an accident where there was an experimental rocket plane that actually ran into a single-engine Cessna or something like that.
Really?
I can't remember where it was, but I didn't know if you knew any information. That sounded fast. Nobody died, which at least that's what they said, so we can talk about it. But an experimental rocket plane. I can remember the rocket planes of World War II. Uh-huh. Germany was making those to intercept the bombers, but I haven't seen that anywhere.
Wow.
Is that common?
Well, there is a category of aviation that is under the umbrella of experimental, and they actually have very loose regulations. You could build an experimental plane and put a lawnmower engine on it and go fly basically without a license. And I've had a couple incidences because they don't have to have radios, so they don't even have to announce in smaller airports. So I'm not the experimental guy, even though I really value those people. The good ones are passionate about doing the right thing. But there's no telling with that kind of leeway.
That's kind of a, you know, no, I'm not meaning this badly, but a one-way trip. I mean, you use up the rocket fuel and you're kind of done. You've got to glide back to wherever you came from. If I understand the technique properly, I can't even imagine why they were doing it other than just, let's do it because we can.
Let's do it because we can. And also, it can be relatively inexpensive compared to flying a plane.
Okay. I felt sorry for the Cessna pilot.
I do want to say, I know we mentioned last weekend, I did a podcast, which is still not posted till next Friday, from a lady named Food Babe. Food Babe is an activist that has made about 12 of the major companies change their recipes, like Kraft, Panera, Taco Bell, and Subway.
I've heard of her.
Yep. It's Subway. She had, I mean, with 54 million views one particular year. But Taco Bell, oh no, Subway was using an ingredient in their bread that was actually also in yoga mats. And it was, you know, this country is very, very, very flexible with allowing companies to use questionable ingredients that other countries simply won't allow. And I'm just hugely respecting Food Babe. She's gathered some momentum that's amazing. She has come out with a protein called Truvani that we are going to offer starting a week from now. It's a plant-based protein.
Truvani.
And I actually brought you two samples.
Oh, wonderful. One of our mutual friends was, we were talking, and I mentioned that, but I could not recall the name.
Yep. And the thing is about plant-based proteins, they normally do not taste very good. They're normally super gritty, and they normally give me gas. Not terribly, but enough to where I just don't like it. So I generally use whey protein, but this is the first food plant-based protein that doesn't give me gas. Mixed properly, tastes really good, and I want your feedback next week on that.
I'll try it at my next workout. You know, you and I have used a lot of health-type products, and one thing about the proteins I've used, some get all chunky when you try to mix them, and I usually mix different things together, like, you know, Post with that. You know, the only one I use now is Synthesix, if you know that brand.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of good flavors. I usually just get something like plain vanilla. I don't know what you know about the health of that brand, if it's good or bad, but it does mix well and taste good.
It does. The downside for me with that brand is I'm not a person who uses sucralose, artificial sweetener, and that brand does use a lot of that.
I'll check. Since I use such a plain vanilla, I don't know if that has much or not. It doesn't taste sweet.
Well, it may be they have one that doesn't have it. We quit carrying it because of the sucralose issue. But it's still this far better than most. I do want to say that I go on rants at times on Febreze.
Never.
Yeah, never rants, and definitely not Febreze. Febreze is one of the most toxic compounds that you can have in your house. Most of our pollution is far more dangerous within our homes than it is out in the outside environment. We've cleaned up our environment in this country very well. And any of you who are listening who are my age, which is 63, you'll remember coming across the ridge cut and it looked, you know, you couldn't even see the sun for the copper colored sky. And that copper color wasn't the
smell.
And the smell would burn your nose.
Oh.
And up on Highway 58, where the ammunition plant was, there was just horrendously bad copper-looking smoke coming out of things. Well, Chattanooga's done a dang good job of cleaning up this environment. We don't have those burning things going through us, but we're now switching from bad manufacturing plants doing it to our own individual choices. But it's packaged so cleanly and pretty that we don't think of it in the same venue. The thing is, Febreze is not allowed in many countries. It is using very toxic compounds to cover things, not eliminate them. And we at Nutrition World just got in a new air freshener that is made by a company called Pranarom. Pranarom is actually an essential oil company that's prescription in France. We've talked, a person
interviewed.
I love it. It's called Purifying Spray, made by Pranarom. And secondly, your pets are being damaged exponentially greater with this Febreze than we are.
Okay, question for you. Something we've talked about, and there may be a product out there you know of, that we've talked about in the medical field. We have learned that with our masks, one thing that does cut down on are odors. And so we've noticed that no matter what the odor is, and medicine has a lot of, you know, we just talked to Dr. Rose, sometimes there are unpleasant odors, shall we say. So that happens all the time, depending on which field you're in. And so we've been looking for ways to, say, safely make a mask scented without putting something harmful to us, mm-hmm. you know, like orange or lemon or something like that. Do you know of a product designed for that?
This Pranarom, you could spray directly on a mask if you wanted to make the mask smell good and also have fresh essential oils.
We don't want it too strong. No. That'll make, you know, be just overwhelming, but something that would be relatively mild, maybe even healthy.
And, you know, that's I have never thought of that, because someone should come out with, like, they could repackage this Pranarom label as a mask scented spray.
Yeah, you could even treat your mood with it. It could be lavender, peppermint, whatever you want, orange, citrus. It's been on my mind this week. Somebody, I won't tell you the situation, but one of the providers went, wow, I couldn't smell anything there because of my mask. It helped. And I thought, that's actually a really good idea.
Hey, you know, the entrepreneur in me has just, you sparked me, because we could come out with essential oil masks for different moods.
Yeah,
if you need to relax, we're gonna have the lavender mask.
I come up with 10 of these silly ideas in our head.
Well, I the ideas are not the hardest part. It's executing the idea.
Oh, you're going to need money for that one.
Money and time, the two things I don't have. I do want to say that there was a really great article this week on the airplane pilots that, because I'm into aviation the way I am, but the U.S. military is now fearing that EMFs, which are electromagnetic fields, everything from cell phones to everything we walk around, are now causing some pilots to crash. And the reason is because when you expose your brain to these massive EMFs, electrical fields, it actually can disrupt the brain chemistry temporarily to a point where it impacts the brain waves and decision making.
Now, can it disrupt electronics like an EMP?
It could, but the thing that makes this different is there's something called calcium channel voltage-gated process in the brain. And what happens when you expose your brain to EMFs is that you uptake calcium to an extremely large degree, which produces free radicals and actually causes a disruption in the synaptic pathway between the neurons. Well, that's how communication happens within your brain.
And I assume you're talking about different strengths of electromagnetic fields, because technically you can't get away from it. That's how geese migrate.
Exactly. Well, it's perfect, because that was part of the article was talking about pigeons and how it can disrupt them, because that's the same method that we don't have that same exact method, but we do use those fields within our brain to do certain things. And it's scary stuff. I'm saying that to say a little bit that
makes sense, though. I mean, if they can sense it, then maybe we're sensing it subconsciously.
That's right, subconsciously. And that's where I speak a lot about using the common sense that I did a podcast actually on The Holistic Navigator on EMFs. And I talk about creating a sleep sanctuary. And what that means to me is, no, we can't run from it unless you move to Mars or the moon. So we have to accept the fact that they're here to stay. So what do? If we can have about 6 to 8 hours of not escape totally, but minimizing the effects, then your body can recreate the balance and harmony that was disrupted during the waking hours. Well, how do you do that? First off, you listen to my podcast on The Holistic Navigator on EMFs. I do wear a device that I do have modest confidence in that is helping me to maintain that harmony. But the biggest thing is at night, moving everything 5 feet away from your bed. One. Two is you set your router on a timer. Your router is a cell phone tower, people. And if you can set your timer on the router for, say, 10 o'clock, it comes back on at 5, you have just decreased your EMFs by 50%. Do I like that fact? No, I don't like not having my router on, because then Alexa won't work, I have to say. But I also don't like disrupting my brain chemicals. So that's just some common sense. I want to say real quick here that I love Dr. Mark Hyman. He does some great posting. And I am a huge believer in olive oil. In fact, Dr. Green, I'll tell you, and I have a picture of this. I should have showed you 2 days ago. I take olive oil with me when I go eat a lot of places, because the restaurants do not know anything about quality. They will sell olive oil, as many manufacturers, that are diluted with canola and very, very poor quality olive oils. Well, I was going to Panera on Wednesday. I get in my car, grab my olive oil that we sell at Nutrition World, and I get to Panera and I look over, the entire bottle had spilled on my front seat of my Infiniti, and it was a sight to behold. Well, there, I do have leather seats, so at least I can say they were moisturized, but I had to dig in my gym bag, get my t-shirt out, and it went everywhere. So
oh, that's awful. Hey, question, have you ever tried at Whole Foods that olive bar they used to have?
I did, yeah, it's excellent. And
a wide variety.
Real quickly, though, Dr. Mark Hyman, he had a great post this morning. The best olive oils to buy, number one is Nutrition World has the Chattanooga local olive oil, so I really, really embrace them. But he says, which I agree with this, California Olive Ranch, Kirkland, big, you know, that's Costco, isn't it, Kirkland?
Yes.
And one called Cobram Estate. And I am using Bragg's from Nutrition World because the cost is very reasonable. That's what spilled in my front seat. But the Chattanooga local olive oil is fantastic. So please, people, try to include olive oil. The two things to include every day in my diet, and I really recommend, is olive oil and avocados.
Cloth or leather?
What?
In your car.
It's leather.
Leather, so it was probably good for the leather.
Oh, it was. It's beautiful now. It's shining, and it didn't have a smell. So so that was a little bit of my crazy week. So, you know, we're looking at better numbers for sure with COVID. Great news. We are, you know.
You won't hear that on the news, people.
Yes, it's going to be buried deep. You know, and I still am a fan of proper sanitation, some distancing. I think one thing that's helping is people are so now aware that if they have any sniffles, stay away. You know, be protective of other people if you're not feeling well.
And like we talked about a few weeks ago when I'd been down in the Orange Beach and Fort Morgan area, I remember that for a whole week, no one, I didn't see one soul with a mask on. So there are parts of the country not masking at all, which probably is not good to have zero.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm still in awe of some of the so-called experts when they say this fall will be the worst we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. If we are all using good practice, best practice, social distancing, masks, you know, some of Fauci's ideas are actually really good. I mean, being outside more than inside. I mean, these are not bad practices. If we're doing all that, why exactly is it going to be worse?
Because they want it to be worse. That we, you know, we can control.
You said it.
You can control a population that's under fear far more than any other emotion.
I'm just glad you said it, not me.
I do want to say real quick on nutritionw.com, I posted a really, well, I felt a good, great article on how to be unwell or how to face being unwell. And what I'm doing is I wrote my experience with having COVID. And every day I chronicle day one, day two, day three, and day four, all the way through 2 to 3 weeks. So at nutritionw.com, scroll to the bottom and look for the article on how to conquer a problem if you are unwell. I'm not using the word COVID in the article because actually they've hired 10,000 trolls on the internet to look for people who have written articles on this virus. And I have already been in Facebook prison once, and I know I don't want it again, so I'm being very cautious about that. Hey, we're talking a lot today, so we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more about Silverdale and all of their local churches, there's more than one, you know, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. You can also download their app for Android or iPhone. I think that most of us, especially those of more advanced years, will readily admit that we are far from perfect. In fact, we have all made many mistakes over the years and have learned that we cannot undo or unsay anything from our past. Well, thankfully, the Bible is full of examples of imperfect people. These are people who loved God, and yet they were not spotless examples of perfection either. Take a look at King David. Many would consider him the greatest king in all of Israel's history. However, he committed adultery with Bathsheba and then gave orders to have her husband murdered. Well, I can safely assume that most of you listening right now have not fallen to quite that level. God did call David to account for his behavior, sending the prophet Nathan to expose his sin, and David readily confessed, taking full ownership and responsibility. Well, David suffered consequences, and there was pain and strife in his family from that day forward. And yet, God did not remove him from the throne of Israel. And to this day, he is still honored. as the greatest king of Israel. In fact, Jesus is often called the son of David. And in the New Testament, David is still referenced as a man after God's own heart. In the story of David, we see an example of the unbounded grace of God. So if you, in your moments of introspection, realize the bad decisions that you have made, you actually find yourself in very good company. Once you have asked God for forgiveness, you have to learn to forgive yourself, and you may actually need God's help to move forward. Do not listen to the lies that say it's too late, or that you have made mistakes too many times, or that you have taken too long to make up your mind and to get your life back on track. Those lies tell you that it is over for you, that your time is up, that your life is off the track permanently. The truth is that God is patient with us and has a plan for our lives. And there is really nothing that we as individuals can ever do to stop him from fulfilling his purpose for us. In a translation of the Bible called The Message, Romans chapter 11, verse 29 says, God's gifts and God's call are under full warranty, never canceled, never rescinded. I still believe that God calls us to make a conscious effort to not walk in fear, but instead to walk in faith and to step into a life of fierce determination to accomplish his purpose for our lives. So get back up if you have fallen and brush the metaphorical dirt off of your clothes. Ask God for the forgiveness he so readily wants to provide, and thank him that he continues to be the God of another chance. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you as always, my friend. I love the reminder that we should not listen to the lies, because we get those from external parts of us, but also internally with the patterns and stories that we have created within our own system. And, you know, I can be my own worst enemy. I don't know about you.
Amen to that.
And I need to always work on compassion and love for myself. And many of us don't function too well on that end. We tend to short ourselves instead of support ourselves. I do want to support my daughter. She has a Facebook post called Earth Conscious Mama that talks about how to live a toxin-free life. Anybody who is pregnant or having babies, I really want you to sign up on this Facebook. It is a private group, Earth Conscious Mama. She's teaching like I have never seen. She has a passion that is beyond belief for what she's doing. She reminds me of the Food Babe, which we talked about earlier, who had 54 million views. And I interviewed her on the Holistic Navigator, which will be posted next Friday. And it's going to be one of my most, out of 86 podcasts, I think it will be probably number one of all that I have done. And I did give you, Dr. Green, some of the Truvani protein that she has now produced. It is the cleanest protein made on earth.
And we will give you an update next week.
That's great. And one last thing I will give you is probiotics are a huge, important part of my life and educating. But there's a new form of probiotic called a spore. It's the only probiotic that will survive intact, even with antibiotic use. And I'm giving Dr. Green a bottle to try with some information. I did a huge training on it yesterday with the researcher at the company, and I'm more and more convinced this is the real deal. So for those of you who are on antibiotics and you need probiotics, don't do a probiotic. Do something called a spore, which is a cousin to the probiotic.
Yeah, I usually introduce people that don't know about it to probiotics when they're on antibiotics. It's an easy way to get them started.
It is. All right, my friends, everybody, including Dr. Green, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And have a healthy and safe and calm day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.